actually super excited about today because I feel like this podcast is going to be live, almost live, right? Because it's Friday, Il Cuerpo Lo Sabe. We're going to get litty. Just kidding. You know, I had a little moment to myself where I was like, should I stop drinking from here until the Halloween party?
I did.
Because I'm trying to, oh my God, you guys. You guys know my struggle is always the diet life, as many of us is, right? But.
Pero.
It's because.
Check.
We are hosting a Halloween party. Hey,
that's
we'll
be
get
lit.
To that though, right?
Yeah, we'll get to that. We'll get to that.
So I'm like, bruh. Don't give another las pilas. But for real this time.
Yeah.
But then I told myself, if I stop drinking from here until Halloween, then the night of Halloween, I'm going to drink two drinks and black out.
That's true.
So what the hell do I do?
You see what goes through Lily Bae's mind? What's up, you guys? Welcome back to episode 53.
And good morning to everybody that is driving
good morning.
To work.
Wait, are we releasing this today or tomorrow morning?
Today, like right now.
Right now, okay.
Right now. I was on Juani's live watching her get ready super early, and she's like motivation, bro. Juani gets up super early and does a full face of makeup and gets ready every single day.
And here's the catch. She has two kids.
Bruh.
She has a full-on business.
Yo que pinche excusa tengo.
So, Juani, if you're listening to this, go ahead and call Lily Bae up and give her some tips on how you do it.
Time I heard something that inspired me to... you know, get up early and start getting ready because the majority of the time, the people that are actually, mira, that's my alarm to barely wake up.
9:30, you guys. It's currently 9:30 y apenas se va a levantar
y
Lily
la
Bae.
Queso, y
no,
la
pero
queso.
It takes you about an hour to get out of bed.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
imagínate.
That's true.
All right, go on, go off.
I heard something that I was like, dang, I never thought about it that way. I'm going to start getting ready every day. And here we are, still to this day, you guys see me every podcast, every day. No makeup, no nothing.
Wait, what was it? What'd you hear?
Don't do my hair. It said something along the lines of, like you're only as young as you're going to be right now. So look your best. Stop saving that clothes for an important day because you never know if that important day is going to come or like you never know when is your last day basically. So stop saving that and use it like it's your last day and get ready like it's your last day.
And that's cool that you say that too because you push me to get a haircut every week. And wait, I mean, we know that men, when they get a haircut, they feel al 100, right?
Oh,
And the women love it, number one. Number two, for me, my hair grows like this. Like, it normally...
Yeah, man don't need a haircut.
If a guy's hair grows, they could go a 2 weeks without getting the haircut, I could go only one. Like, it's just that bad. So, that's what I get from Lily Bae. I'm like, okay, you're right. Let me go get a haircut. But what I do mess up on, I could do a little maintenance throughout the week. You know, like on Monday, clean it up. So on Thursday or the whole week, I don't look so rough, you know?
To.
I used to. So I'm going to start doing that. Porque.
Well, in my defense, I was telling my life that...
Tengo que poner las pilas.
If I, like... Ideally, I don't want to be full longa vibes every day. Ideally, I would like to be dressed up. But what holds me back is the heat. I hate wearing makeup and it being hot as hell outside. Like, it's just not my friend.
But it ain't like you're outside.
Wait, I'm not done.
Oh.
I know I'm not outside, but the walking to the car, like, I'm humid.
It's literally
like,
10 seconds.
No, I hate it. I hate that feeling, right? And then number two, since it's so hot, like, my makeup, like, I touch my face and it's gone. Or I wipe my eye or my eyebrow and it's my makeup's gone. So, para evitarme todo ese pedo, I'm just like, ¿sabes qué? No me voy a hacer nada. Y la queso, right? So then I told myself, okay, ideally, I do want to be dressed up. So what can I do in order for it to look, so I can look a little bit more dressed or more ready?
Like put together.
And put together and not have to put in as much effort. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to go get my eyebrows either ombre, microblade, or tri-tinted again, right? Mm-hmm. Which is kind of like a semi-permanent solution to me drawing them in every day. And then number two, I'm going to give eyelash extensions another try.
For real?
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna be tallándotelas y te van a salir como 10.
I feel like before I was like, hell no, I don't wanna do my eyelash extensions again. Because fun fact, I did it back in the day and I didn't love it because I like being like you guys see bare face, nothing on my face. Like tell Mando, like whenever we leave a jaripeo or whatever, I rip off my eyelashes first thing.
Damn, you're not gonna be able to do that no more.
If I had makeup wipes there, I would start wiping off my makeup, right? Or if we're like, let's say you guys saw we went to Junior H, right? And then we went out in Miami to like eat, bitch. I got home, showered, took all my makeup off, put on a t-shirt and some biker shorts. Yes, fui a comer.
Vámonos.
Like, right? But I was like, if I could have something more permanent, I'm going to give it another chance. Okay. So
today,
that's my eyelashes and my eyebrows, right? Mm-hmm. Done. Hopefully done. Hopefully next week done, bruh. Both. I don't have to worry about it no more, right?
Mm-hmm.
But as you guys may know, I do my hair in LA, right? And I live in Florida. Why? Because I just love how they do it over there. And when I get my hair done here, many of you know I do wear extensions. Over here, I pay crazy amount. Like, yeah. I've been to 3 different consultations for hair, like, quotes. No. And over there, me sale más barato porque el boleto is only, like, $300 round trip, right? Mm-hmm. And that alone is, like, no.
Well, let's go with 600 porque Mando siempre se te pega.
Mando siempre quiere ir, but whatever. We end up saving more because we actually end up taking that trip and making it worth it.
Taking advantage of it,
we'll do podcasts, we'll go to events. Like, it just makes more sense, right? But I was like, okay, so what can I do
meanwhile?
Because I need to figure out a solution because, por ejemplo, I was going to go to L.A. this past week. Pero luego venía un hurricane.
Yeah.
And then I was going to go last week because the tickets were like $200, bro. And I was like, babe, I'm leaving for
But then
a
there
day.
Was a hurricane over there.
Yes, there was a hurricane over there or something. And I was like, no, pues no. And I thought about a solution because I have been looking for more stylists here. Like, I hit up literally like 3 hairstylists to see if they're available because I was going to take off my hair extensions and I was going to go get it cut and dyed. And like,
I have no idea.
Deep conditioning treatment and all that good stuff. And nobody's available till like October. And dang. I was like, no, my man. And I was like, fuck. So I'm like, you know what? I've said it before. I went to hair school. I got my license.
That's
true. I used to do hair. Uh-huh. Like, what the hell? I could do something in the meanwhile instead of being lazy and waiting. So my solution to my hair is that I'm buying tape and extensions, which I've used in the past and I had no problem with. All different type of extensions have people that don't like them or anti them. But personally, I use tape and extensions for like 4 years.
Since I met you till, like about 4 years.
At least four years. And I had no problem with it. No breakage, nada. And I know how to install them myself. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to take off my own extensions, buy some tape-ins and do it myself in the meanwhile. Because I don't love tape-ins just because I can't put up my hair as nicely as I can with the eye tips.
Gotcha.
So a girl is getting herself put together.
All right, there you go, you guys. You guys have a quick...
Or at least I'm trying.
Lily Bay beauty update. That's what's going on behind the scenes of Lily Bay's beauty problems, right?
Yeah.
Episode 53, babe. We're getting into NFL week.
Uh-huh.
So fun facts about episode 53. No, about the number 53. 53 players in the NFL team. NFL roster. No
Did
mas.
You know that already?
I knew that.
Oh.
I thought it was 52, 53, but it was somewhere around there. So if I had a guess, I probably would have got it right. The other one is your favorite thing in the world.
What?
The average cow produces 50 pounds of milk per day.
Disgusting.
50 pounds
that
of milk.
That is not my favorite thing in the world.
Lily Bay is not a big fan of milk, just so you guys know.
I do not like milk. It gives me the ick.
But yeah. That's it.
The only two.
You just get two
facts
today. That's it. 53 wasn't a popping number. I was looking for facts and it took forever.
That's another fun fact.
Okay. Right? Lily's mom is 53. She actually looks 43. She looks very young for her age. Shout outs to Doña Letizia if you're listening.
Hopefully. That'll be me.
Hopefully you got them jeans. But babe, give us a little quick.
Wait. In my defense, I barely have any canas. I've only
That's
seen
true.
Like two
That's true.
In my life. So
and let me guess,
example,
they're my fault.
Yeah, it's probably your fault. My mom's 53 and she barely has. My mom doesn't dye her hair. That's crazy. Hopefully that's my genes. Hopefully, right? Not that there's anything bad, but if you could choose, boys, I'm going to choose that, right?
But yeah, you guys, we could talk about the whole hurricane situation throughout the whole podcast. But give us a little update of what happened, what went down. A lot of people were worried. I think we didn't post for like 12 hours because we were sleeping or whatever. And they were wondering, what's going on? Are you guys okay? And even like old friends hit me up that I used to live in Miami. And those friends from out of town.
Because they're so used to us.
And they're like, hey, what's going on? What's going on?
Okay. There was a hurricane coming towards Tampa. Como siempre, right? So here we are scrambling, getting everything put together. And believe it or not, cuando fuimos a la Publix, which is a grocery store, todos andaban muy pinche pacíficos. I would walk in and I didn't see like the shelves empty. I didn't see people with full carts, nada. So I was there like, okay, am I tripping or what's going on? Is there not going to be a hurricane? But whatever, right? I'm going to prepare myself because es mejor estar, wait, what was it? prepare for the worst, but hope for the best, there, right?
You actually taught me that one. So I was like, why are you asking me?
So then not only that, but the other reason we didn't post is because we ended up doing the hurricane
party.
Not party, but it wasn't a hurricane party. But everybody, my family usually gets together under one household. And we usually go to my mom. So my mom's kind of like the host and the one cleaning and doing all that. So usually that lets me be on the phone with, I mean, posting with you guys live, whatever. But this time my brothers and my sisters wanted it to be here. Oh my God, I keep having
equal. I'm not cutting that
out. Wanted it to be here, sorry. Wanted it to be here, and I was like, okay, so.
Yeah.
I was hence hosting a hurricane gathering, and it turned into a hurricane party-ish because a hurricane ni pasó.
Yeah, once we had already purchased all the supplies, someone send you a text, like, hey, we're on the clear. We don't. We're good. We don't got to worry about it.
Bruh.
And honestly, you guys, I was probably the only person in Tampa that put hurricane shutters up. Like, no one else.
Pusiste's un pinche shutter.
Well, those are the most dangerous. These windows back here, there's like a shitload of trees back there. So, like, obviously, when you cover your windows, it's to avoid branches or any debris to come crack your windows. That's the biggest worry. So, that's why I covered those up. The front, there's really not much up there.
We literally have like 20-something windows in this house. Mando covered one.
Two. And he's over here. Count them.
That's one big-ass window. It's one big-ass window. I'll give it to him. But anyways.
Moving on.
So that was a hurricane situation, honestly, here in Tampa. No pasó nada for the people that are a little inland. But for the people that are by the water, they did have a little bit of flooding. And that shit looked crazy.
Yeah, but in that area, cae un poquito de lluvia, gets flooded.
Yeah, but you know? Did you see the river walk?
I did see a river
walk. I've never seen it get that flooded. Really? That's never crazy. In my life.
I thought you had seen it before. Never, I've never seen it like that either.
Never. So yeah, basically, in downtown where we used to live, you guys used to see that Mondo and I used to go actually running all the time, right? Back in the day. And that area is called the Tampa River Walk. It's right off of the river, obviously, River Walk. And that river got, what is it called? It like, the water
overflowed
went up,
or something like
and
that.
Yeah. It was off full. Like, people were surfing on the river That's walk, crazy. Which we were supposed to walk on, right? But I had never seen it like that. So that's the only thing that I was like, dang. That's but crazy. I feel like it only happened by the river, by Bayshore, which always gets flooded. And that was it, right?
Yeah.
And then it goes away after like a day. Like, the water levels go back down. So I really don't know how much. If there was any damage. House damage or car damage or anything
And to sum it all up, there was like a full moon. And when there's a full moon, the tide is high.
There was a blue moon.
So imagínate.
Por eso saqué todas mis crystals and I was
no wonder. Witch vibes. Talking about witch vibes, babe. Halloween collection.
Sheesh. Today is the day. Yo, a lot of people were asking me, ¿a qué horas are they releasing? Did you already
11 o'clock. This morning, by the time you guys watch this, Lily Bay's collection will be released.
I'm super excited.
I'm excited for it before you get into it because last year that thing went bananas. Yeah. It went crazy. It this really time,
por eso,
we went ham.
Five, por eso esta vez les tiré más because last year you guys loved the Halloween Lily Bay merch. So I was like, okay, this year I'm going to give them a little bit more. A ver si en verdad si les gusta. So I'm giving you guys basically... three four t-shirts because I'm re-releasing last year's, yeah. right? Because a lot of people asked, and a sweater, right? Mm-hmm. And a kid's shirt. Yeah. Wait, are we going to do the not tote the
kids,
bags too?
Not the kid's shirt yet and not the tote bags yet. But those will be coming soon.
Oh, okay. Pinche yeah, mando. I thought it was going to be all day on Halloween.
No, no, no.
So stay tuned for that. It's 11 a.m. My bad. Hi, Lily, today, babe. Friday. Today's Friday. This is like a live podcast. Yeah. I'm tripping out about
it. I wish I could just like post it like this. But no, I got to go back into the studio, edit.
No, whatever. I want this to be raw. You
yeah, no, but I got to chop it up, change the angles and all that. But go ahead. Go off.
So yeah, that's it, right? It's gonna go up today at 11, and I'm excited. I gave it to you guys a whole 2 months before Halloween, so hopefully you guys will be receiving them as like super soon.
Right? Yeah, because last year we released in October.
October 1st.
Then we had to ship them, and then you guys had to get them, try it on. If it didn't fit or whatever, you'll probably send it back, whatever the case was. But now with this collection, you have like a whole 2 months to prepare your outfits.
And to wear them. I've been wearing them every day.
So, and people are already wearing it. And you saw Lily Bae's YouTube vlog. Uh-huh. Yeah. TJ Maxx, Marshall's full of Halloween stuff. Yeah, well, it's not just us.
Fun fact, I went to Home Goods. If you don't know, I posted a whole Halloween decoration haul from Home Goods, Marshalls, TJ Maxx. Literalmente anoche that Mando didn't promote, right? On our stories, pinche Mando. Anyways, sorry, I'd be having to.
Well, you had me doing other crap around here, but go off.
Anyways, but go off. So when I was at Home Goods, three different girls and two of them that worked there asked me where I got my shirt. I was like, actually. I'm glad you tomorrow. Asked. This is my merch. Yeah.
That's cool.
So yeah, it was cool. But I'm obsessed with it. I really like it. Yeah, that is it.
That's badass. I can't wait for you guys to get yours. Yeah.
They are unisex, which means they are a little oversized. Mm-hmm. But you guys know I love the oversized. So
I think that's an extra large for people wondering.
Yeah. So basically, if your true size is, let's say you wear a size medium.
That's what you wear, right?
And you like wearing like more snug t-shirts. Uh-huh. Either buy a small, if you want it to be like tight on you, like a woman t-shirt, let's say, or buy true to size medium. It'll just be a little baggy on you. Nothing crazy how a t-shirt should be. But if you want oversized, I usually go one or two sizes up, depending how oversized you want it. Mm-hmm. You want trying to be like Billie Eilish or just a little oversized, you
I'll
know?
Go Levison. There you have
so
it.
So yeah, that is that.
All right. Dun dun dun. You guys know we've been working with we've been working on this for a while now. Our Halloween party, Halloween litness. Halloween in Houston, Texas, you guys.
Más vale que vayan. Uh-huh.
I can't wait to see all you guys there.
And party.
When we last spoke here on the podcast, we did not have a name, but we have a name today.
That guess who made up out of all people? You would think Lily Bae made this up, but no, this was all Mando, you guys. Yeah. And once he got that name, that was his name. So, yeah.
You ready? You ready?
Yeah.
You guys ready? It's going to be called Lily and Bae's Phobia Nightmare. Man, I'm so excited for this. There's so much going on behind the scenes. A lot of people got invited already.
We literally sent out save the dates.
Save the dates.
Wait till you guys see the save the date that we're going to also show all of you guys. And we are actually opening up a whole page called Instagram page.
X-Phobia Night. So I'm going to leave it down here below so you guys go follow it. All the information will be there soon. I don't have all the information yet, but I'm trying to get this as soon as possible so you guys could book flights, hotels. I want to see all of y'all there.
Porque cada año que hago mi Halloween party, me están dice, invite me. So finally, we're doing this literally because everybody asked. And I want to see you guys come through.
Phobia Nightmare. Man, I'm excited. Tickets will go on sale soon. There's just so much that I can't say right now, but it'll come out in the next few days. So, yeah.
So, fun fact. I don't know if I've even said this in the past, but throwing an event has always been like a dream of mine. Remember I told you?
Like a bucket list type deal?
Before anything. Yeah, I used to sell event tickets for all the Mexican events here in Florida, right? And I always told myself, I want to throw events myself, but put my little twist on it. So when we thought about the Halloween twist idea, like the Halloween party, I was like, bruh, that is like mi mero mole times two. Yeah. And I want to have a banda in there because obviously someone's Mexicano, so it's going to be, we're going to have DJs and everything. DJ, but yeah. I also want the banda to show up like last minute when everybody's lit.
Why are you giving away all the cool? Oops. I'm just kidding.
I want to be out there passing out shots, like everybody just getting lit. Right?
Yeah.
So I'm ready.
It's going to be lit. We haven't spoke about this. Are we like decorating like with Halloween vibes or?
Yeah, a little bit. But at the end of the day, everybody is kind of like the decorations. You know?
And there's a
like,
lot of LED screens and lights.
Yeah, there's already a lot of lights, a lot of LED. I mean, ideally, they'll put like lights to like instead of, let's say, purple and pink lights, they'll be like black lights or red or you know,
we'll take care of that. Yeah, we'll set the vibe. This was a lot de menos, chiquilla. Yeah, I'm excited. Phobia nightmare, you guys go follow the Instagram page. Babe, what's your biggest phobia in life, in the world? What's your biggest phobia that you had to say, damn, I'll die if this happens, or
you already know
I can't have this? But tell the people.
You guys are gonna be like, really, bruh? So, aquí, mi amiga Lily Bae, she's not scared of jumping in deep water in the ocean, or I want to go skydiving. You know, I'm not scared of, like, walking outside when it's pitch black outside. Nada, nada, right? I watch a scary movie and go to sleep like a baby.
A thief coming into the house.
Nah, 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 nah. I got it, right? Pero, si me sale una pinche cucaracha de cualquier esquina, I'm done. I cannot. Mando knows I cannot.
Let me tell y'all a quick story. I'm going to interrupt you. 2 days ago, maybe three, before the hurricane, I was chilling right here, right? And our what is it called?
Man cave room.
Man cave room has a washer and dryer there, right? And for some reason, your boy Mando left the door open, right?
The door to like the outside.
Right, the door to the outside, right? And she's like, nope, I'm not washing.
Hell no.
I was like, what's going on? What happened? ¿Qué pasó? Se acabó el agua? ¿Se fue la luz? What happened? She's like, nope, you left that door open and possibly a roach could come in. I'm like,
yeah, he knows I don't play with that. Well, because if you guys are from Florida, you guys know we have them big ass palmetto roaches here. And if you leave the light on, if you're inside the house and you leave the light on and it's dark outside, they are attracted to the light. Right?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes, Armando. Back, like when we first moved here, our podcast / washing room, whatever, washing room is pretty big, right?
Right.
And what I do is I throw all the clothes on the floor, y la surto ahí en el piso, y luego ya la voy metiendo, right? But so one day I went in there to like start surtiendo, and when I picked something up, there was a big ass roach entre la ropa, bro. Never again. I looked around and I was like, how the hell did you get in here, right? And that's when I noticed that the door to the outside had like a little like crack on the bottom. Like not like it broke, but just like there's like a little gap there. And I told Mando, go to Home Depot right now y compra. It's like that little plastic that you put so it doesn't like.
Yeah, it's like a sweep.
Yeah.
To cover it up.
So ever since then, we've been good. I haven't seen nothing.
But we haven't seen nothing.
Well, I only saw it once in my life, pero con eso tengo.
But then why you tripped out 2 days ago?
Because you left it wide open.
All right, roaches.
So as soon as I went in there, I was like, nope, I'm not going to wash no more. Not that I needed any excuse, but that was a pretty good excuse. I was like, I need to wash no more.
You know what's funny is that maybe like 2 years ago, the girls at the warehouse bought fake roaches, right?
Oh, my God.
And randomly they would...
give me all the time.
Get Lily, put it on her desk, put it anywhere, and they'll get here every single time. But with that, I thought that with so many scares, like, you'll become immune to it, you know?
I get disgusted by it. Like, if there's one in the room, I won't go to sleep until Mando finds it and throws it outside, right? Number two, I do not want to see him killing it. Mm-hmm. He knows that I get super I don't want to see it at all.
I thought you would, like, fuck that roach. You dead, bitch.
No. No, I don't want to see it. It disgusts me. My cuñado, a.k.a. Ora Que Cosa, when I lived with him and my sister, he would literally grab... I know this sounds disgusting. He would grab whatever freaking roach he finds outside, save it in a Ziploc bag. God. For when I got home, he would chase me around the house with them. And I would lock myself in the room and not come out. I'll put wires in the bottom to just to make, like, I was like, this motherfucker, that motherfucker right here, right, puts it through the bottom. That was it. That was crazy. I would have died. So, yeah.
So that's your biggest
phobia.
That's
my biggest phobia. I cannot.
I was actually at the warehouse. I was like, hey, Miriam, where are the fake roaches? So I could, like, at the in the middle of the podcast, throw you a fake roach. And you'd be like, ah, so you guys could see back home that it's real, but no. No fake roaches, guys. Maybe next time, but I'm going to prank you. No. I should prank you on TikTok with fake roaches.
No, babe. Got stop it.
Well, I'm glad you asked, babe. What is my biggest phobia?
What is your favorite phobia, babe? Favorite phobia. What is your phobia, babe? My bad.
Let's try that again. What's my biggest phobia? Snakes.
Snakes?
Snakes. I freaking hate snakes. So it's funny that, I mean... Is that my biggest phobia?
I don't know. Do you hate it like me? Like, you can't even see it?
Yeah, I would not touch a snake.
Like me when I touched it?
Yeah, I would not touch a snake. And the funny thing is, she's like, oh, there's a snake in the dryer. You guys saw that story. You guys heard that story like 10 times.
Maybe some of them didn't hear.
All right, go off.
I'll leave the link down below so y'all can see that TikTok of when there was a freaking snake in my dryer. How the hell?
There's a snake in my boot.
Y no la saco mando, la saqué yo. But that's a perfect example why you shouldn't leave the door open. Se mete una pinche snake, algo, because we live in...
The middle of nowhere.
No, it's not the middle of nowhere. We live in Tampa, but a little bit on the outskirts. So, and you know, we have land. There's freaking rabbits. There's what else have we seen back there?
Armadillos.
Flamingos. Bats. We have bats outside.
Oh, that's my favorite thing out here. Bats.
Yeah, it is too. Anyways, go ahead. Peacocks.
Snakes. I can't touch a snake. Little Rudy wants a snake, but he brings that snake here. He's not allowed to bring that freaking snake here. I'll tell you that right now. He's not allowed. If he gets a snake, I've been hearing that he wants a snake. He's not allowed to bring that shit here. Not touching the snake. I won't kill. I'll kill a snake 100%. But Lily, there was a snake outside of our house that's just been roaming around. It's a black snake. It don't do much. And if I see it, I'm going to kill it. But Lily's like, don't kill it. It kills the rats. And then la, 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 la. So I haven't killed
it. It's big as hell, though.
It's big. It's like maybe like a good like 4 feet. 4 feet long.
Get 4 feet.
All right, 3 feet.
Okay, maybe it is like four. Like 4 feet. Anyways. Yeah. But my gardener said that it was a rat snake or something like that. They're not venomous, nothing. And they call them rat snakes because they eat like any rats that they find outside. So that they're actually good for you to have in your garden. It's kind of like a garden snake. Pero mando aquí es un pinche miedoso.
Yeah, we ain't.
But that snake is more scared of us. That snake is more scared.
Like, better
are
be
you
no,
okay over there?
There better be no snakes in this bitch. But anyways. Yeah, snakes. Comment down below, what's your biggest phobia? And
you don't like heights tampoco.
I'm okay with heights.
And you don't like jumping into deep water.
But that's not a phobia. That's just like, well, honestly, I can't jump into deep water because I'm not 100%, what's it called?
You don't know how to swim.
Confident. I'm not 100% confident that I could swim out. Like, I could swim into the beach, let's say, or whatever, and swim back out. But, like, I've never dove into the water and came back out. That's something I've never done.
That's crazy.
So, yeah. Where was I? Where was I going with this? Oh.
I've jumped off cliffs.
I actually had our friends back home. Not back home. How would I say this? I asked our friends on social media.
Our social media friends.
I'm not going to cut this out, by the way. I asked our social media friends, I guess you want to call it that, what is your biggest phobia? And they responded. Let's see if you can hear it, babe.
This is
Adriana from Pero Anoche.
Desde México.
It's Adriana, and my biggest phobia, it has to be just like the sea in general. But anything that lives in the sea, specifically sharks or anything that would want to just eat me alive and kill me, because man, you'll be swimming in the water and you don't know what's down there. So it definitely has to be the ocean.
That's right. She sometimes doesn't even want to go jet skiing.
But she went parasailing. Damn, she was scared up there probably.
She probably was.
Dang, that's crazy.
I guess it's some things. But parasailing, she's not in the water.
Yeah.
Pero se puede caer.
That's crazy.
All right.
Sharks.
Next one. This is pretty interesting.
All right. Jonathan from I Blanca J from Vibe & Co. Ahí te va.
What's up, TRC Podcast? My name is Jonathan, and my biggest phobia is heights. I will never skydive. I will never get on a hot air balloon, and I can barely get on planes, pero aquí andamos.
Pinche miedoso.
First of all, Jonathan, it's TCR, not TRC, just so you know.
No wonder you made that face.
Second of all, heights. I mean, I'm with you there. I understand that part. I'm not the biggest fan of heights. I can handle it. We used to live in a freaking skyrise, so it's not that bad. You know, if I was that really scared of heights, I wouldn't live there. But okay. Heights, you know. Have another one. Hold on. Don't go nowhere. Stay with me. Nestor Aguilar.
Realidad, this is Nestor from the Aguilars. I think my biggest phobia is wigs.
Wigs?
I'm just scared of them just to wear them. Just by seeing them, the texture and everything about it.
What
it's just like,
the hell?
I hate it.
He's lying.
Doesn't he wear the wig when he's freaking...
He's definitely lying because, yeah, he's wearing wigs when he does the Nestorina.
Nestorina.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, wigs? Yeah. I have a good one.
Let's
My sister is her, one of her phobias is cotton.
Cotton?
Yeah. Like she cannot touch cotton and she doesn't even, I think she don't even like seeing it because of the texture and stuff. It's a thing. And when I looked it up, it's called something. It's like an actual thing. Yeah.
Damn.
So that's whenever that first happened, I was like, what? Like when, if she touches it, it gets her like, I don't know. Feeling some type of way. But look it up. Afraid of cotton.
Phobia. That's your big.
Who else?
That's
you said it. You had like five.
No, I sent them and it was like last minute. I sent it this morning. So they're probably still sleeping right now.
Beaches.
So if we get more, I'll record it for the next vlog. Podcast. But yeah, that's what I have. But I mean, let me make sure.
Well, Mando, make sure. I want to know who is really, really down to go see us for Houston because it's going to be a movie. I want to know down below. We are going to do a bunch of giveaways, random lives. Things. Like, you know, maybe we make merch for that event. Maybe we do, you know, giveaways, like maybe a flight giveaway out there, you know. So
like hotel stay and everything.
And follow the Instagram page at Xphobia Nights.
Yep. I'm excited.
Yeah.
Because, all right, it's Xphobia Night because it's not only going to be a Halloween night. You know, we could possibly do more with this. But let's focus on one
pinche mando.
But yeah, I'm going to close it out with one thing that I heard this morning. Did you hear that Yaritza got invited to El Grito de Independencia in Mexico City by the president of Mexico, Manuel López Obrador? By the way, if you guys know who Manuel López Obrador, he's like, les tengo una noticia. Voy, this is how he talks, voy a invitar estos chavos de Washington. Estos chavos de Washington tuvieron una polémica muy grande. Okay, you guys get the point, right? That's how he talks. And he's like, yeah, because they invited Grupo Frontera to the Grito because they sing, you know, they do a big party. And obviously, I don't know if Frontera invited Yaritza or the president, but at the end of the day, Yaritza will be at the Grito de Independencia. I'm just trying to sum this up. That any publicity is good publicity.
Yeah, that's crazy because that's a big thing out there.
It's a huge thing. Uh-huh. Like
hundreds of thousands of people. That's that.
Hundreds. Yeah hundreds of thousands.
Ponen ahí en esa plaza, yeah. Right? I forgot what it's called. Where they do the grito.
Yeah. En el Zócalo. So.
Yeah, I've seen videos of that. And the amount of people that go to that event is crazy.
It's massive. It's just massive.
Massive. I think that's badass. I don't know how the controversy is going for her, like if it's still a thing, if people are still bashing her. I have no idea. But like Mando said, this is a perfect example of how any controversy is or any
publicity is good publicity. Yeah. But we're not saying that. I'm just, the reason that I bring it up right now is because she didn't do it on purpose. Like, it's not like she's
at least we
bashed
think.
It
yeah,
or
yeah.
whatever.
At least we would like to think.
That's correct. My point, POV at this point of view. But yeah.
I think it's crazy, though, it's nice. That he invited her that's because, nice. We don't know who invited her for sure yet, right?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Wait, what do you think the audience is, how you think they're going to react?
I mean, Mexico and Mexicans, we're a little tough when it comes to la patria and disrespecting. But there's just going to be so many people there. That song is such a big hit that people are going to sing along. People are going to enjoy the night. They're going to be lit. I mean, there's going to be random people probably, you know, mad or throwing bottles. But I don't think it's going to be that bad. It's going to be interesting.
We should
It's going
to
be dope. September 15th, we won't be here.
Ah.
16th.
Anyways.
Which that is on my bucket list one day. To go to El Grito Independencia en el Zócalo. That's okay. Dope. I'm excited
my
for that.
My question is, how do people go to the bathroom out there? That's my only
That's
question.
A good question. Can you imagine hundreds of thousands of people? You're it's in crazy. The middle. Is there bathrooms like somewhere around there?
I don't
there?
Know.
Comment
but
down
look
below
it up.
If you guys been there.
Look it up.
Yeah, I'll look it up.
I want y'all to look it up. The amount of people that go is insane. It's yeah. like... If you've been to a Jaripeo or a big Picolandia, got nothing on it. It's like 50 Picolandias put yeah, together at least. Yeah. No, more probably. Way more.
Yeah, I think 3 years ago, our 200-year anniversary, and it was insane. Like the I think they did like a mapping of projectors all over the Zócalo. Like it was really, really nice. So each year it gets bigger, better because of social media. And, you know, yeah. it's been a tradition for 200 years. I mean... You know, but yeah. badass. Shout outs to Yaritza y su esencia, Grupo Frontera, Manuel López Obrador for announcing that. And it just trips me out how he talks. Like, you should see it. You will not sit throughout the whole interview because
I'll get on my phone 2 seconds later.
You'll be like, okay, bro, get to the point. But yeah, that's
These it. Are my friend that when she starts getting bored at parties or if she goes to an event or whatever where she's just not feeling the vibe. She gets on her phone and she just starts deleting emails, like spam emails.
Oh, you did time. Call her. She's like, you're like, what are you doing? Deleting emails?
No, she's like, I called her. I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, I'm at a party. I'm like, are you deleting emails or are you actually having a good time? She busted out laughing. She said, I was about to delete emails, but we good now. We
Thank God you called.
But is that it for today?
Today's That's it
a short
for today.
One?
Happy Friday. I'm sorry, you guys. We said every Wednesday, pero you know the hurricane came.
The hurricane literally came, when was it? Tuesday night, yeah. Wednesday morning. No, Wednesday morning.
Wednesday morning. Yeah. We could have recorded, but we had 60 million people here.
Yeah.
We're having an okay time. We're chilling, eating a lot. By the way, we got to get on a diet, bro.
Yeah.
This ain't right.
Desde el principio, yeah.
But yeah, we'll see you guys next Wednesday.